In this bulletin, Hamas signals partial acceptance of US Gaza peace plan. DFAT confirms consular help for Australians detained over Gaza aid flotilla. And in golf, Cameron Percy storms to 3-shot lead in Jacksonville. With all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Hamas has announced it will accept parts of US President Donald Trump's peace plan to end the Gaza war, but insists negotiations are needed on key conditions. The group said in a statement it is ready to release Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, allow aid into Gaza, and hand over administration of the territory to a technocratic Palestinian body backed by Arab and Islamic states.
Out of a concern to stop the aggression and the genocidal war that our steadfast people in the Gaza Strip are exposed to, and based on our national responsibility and our commitment to the constants of our people and their supreme rights and interests, the movement announces its approval to release all occupation prisoners according to the exchange formula in President Trump's proposal, and affirms its readiness to enter negotiations through intermediaries.
But Hamas has not agreed to disarm or accept a staged Israeli withdrawal, both central demands from Israel and Washington. President Trump has warned Hamas that if it does not fully accept his plan by Sunday evening US time, all hell will break out. And President Trump has urged Israel to halt its bombing of Gaza, saying Hamas's response to his plan shows it is ready for peace. Writing on Truth Social, he said, "Israel must immediately stop the bombing so that we can get the hostages out safely and quickly." Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has welcomed the progress and is calling for Hamas to lay down its arms, release all hostages, and for a sustainable two-state solution. In Tel Aviv, Israelis greeted news of Hamas's acceptance with hope. 27-year-old Tel Aviv resident Esteban Kogan says this changes everything.
"It's a good deal. It's changed the whole game. And I hope they will actually do what they say, and hopefully they will release all the hostages back. And I don't know, I hope, I'm someone that wants peace for the both sides. So I hope this will bring peace for Palestinians, for Israelis, and no more war, and the hostages back home."
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has told SBS they are providing consular assistance to 5 Australians detained in Israel. The Australians are understood to have been detained for trying to breach Israel's naval blockade and deliver a symbolic amount of aid to Gaza. The department spokesperson added that they are seeking confirmation of the detention of another Australian. They say owing to privacy obligations, the department is unable to provide further comment, but added that they have warned against attempts to breach the naval blockade and strongly advised Australians not to do so because of risks to their safety. German authorities have shut down Munich Airport for the second time in less than 24 hours after more suspected drone sightings. The closures are the latest after mysterious drone overflights in the airspace of European Union member countries. A statement said the airport suspended flight operations on Friday night until further notice as a precautionary measure due to unconfirmed sightings. The incident was the latest in a series of incidents of mysterious drone sightings over airports, as well as other critical infrastructure sites in several European Union member countries. And in golf, Cameron Percy has raced out to a 3-stroke lead in the Champions Tour event by opening with an 8-under par 64 in Jacksonville. The Australian had 7 birdies, an eagle at the par 5 sixth hole, and a single bogey in his round at Timucuana Country Club. The 51-year-old has a healthy lead on Chad Campbell and Fiji's Vijay Singh, who carded 5-under 67s. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.